This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Guerlat. Rebecca Cruz, the big news this week, of course, are these Panama Papers. Everyone's talking about it. Lots of reverberations and reactions and responses. But let's just get the facts here. More than 10 million, more like 11 million personal files of the economic dealings of many influential individuals around the world were released anonymously by an anonymous individual, someone. And basically it reveals how they were hiding money using this law firm in Panama that they were leaked from there, sent to journalists, and it's exposed a lot of people, you know, in their financial activity. So another leak, something like WikiLeaks, something like Snowden, although not security related, more economic related. But tell us a little bit more about this and kind of what's been happening, what the reaction and responses have been.
Yeah, like you said, this is the release of these files. This comes from a firm called Mossack Fonseca, and they have been in business and been very, very successful for about 40 years. So if you think about what Panama looked like 40 years ago, kind of a free-for-all, and they have been able to really kind of develop as the technology has also developed. So they've made these sorts of activities fairly easy. This has become, by many regards, kind of a safe haven for hiding funds so that you don't have to pay taxes back home. Now, there is nothing illegal about having offshore accounts, but some of the pseudo companies that are developed to, if you will, launder or clean some of these accounts or hide them, there is some illegality there. So just as the technology has developed to make this easier and maybe a little bit behind, but the technology is also now becoming available to expose some of these things. And as you mentioned, we saw this in a different avenue or a different vein with WikiLeaks and with the Snowden affair. So the technology helps those people that are trying to perhaps do things we wouldn't want to know about, but it also, when into the right hands, is then exposed. There's a lot of big names that are involved in this, some that we would be really surprised to hear of. There's files that seem to leak Vladimir Putin to $2 billion in offshore funds. The Ukrainian president, who came to office claiming that he was going to clean up corruption and increase transparency. He's also involved with this. Even David Cameron's father looks like he was trying to hide some of these funds. And Gaddafi, as well as some officials from Iran that were on the sanction list for the United States. So that's a little bit surprising as well. And it also exposes some of the folks in the United States, some companies or faux companies that were built in the United States. So we are not off the hook on this. It's really kind of terrible. Tearing open the offshore account and the economic industry, global industry.
Well, on the one hand, you mentioned how these technologies and these activities and concerned individuals are exposing corruption and illegal activity on the one hand, but it also calls into question the fact that you can't really hide anything anymore. I mean, there are privacy issues at risk here, or are there not? I mean, that the fact is these people were breaking the law and acting illegally, but it exposes your own personal activity and what you're doing in, you know, various corners of the world.
Absolutely. The inclination is that they have broken the law, though we'll see how that plays out. But yes, that you do not necessarily have privacy in these realms anymore, and that's what the company is saying. They're focusing on the fact that they were hacked, that their files were released, and that their clients expected some sort of secrecy, and that's how offshore accounts have worked, that there is this expectation of secrecy. And once this becomes public, then you lose clients and you lose the availability to provide the services. So they're really focusing on that side of things. And of course, people in the governments affected and the citizens affected that have lost out on tax revenue, they're focusing on the other side of things.
Well, obviously, it's a new story. We'll be paying a lot of attention to it. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for being here.
Thank you.